Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Baby Leads the Way, an evidence-based guide to introducing solid foods, is a practical parenting and nutrition guide focused on the transition from milk to solids during the first year of life. Written by Julie Locks, with a multidisciplinary team of pediatric and feeding experts, the book is positioned as an evidence-based manual for families who want a safer, more informed, and less stressful approach to starting solids. Its central purpose is to help caregivers introduce a wide range of foods in a way that supports self-feeding, family meal participation, and early acceptance of diverse tastes and textures. Rather than treating solids as a separate feeding phase, the book frames them as part of a broader responsive feeding strategy that encourages babies to eat modified versions of what the family eats. It also emphasizes practical concerns that matter to parents, including choking risk, allergen introduction, nutritional balance, and when to seek pediatric guidance. The result is a resource aimed at both confidence and competence in infant feeding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a multidisciplinary evidence-based model for starting solids, one of the book's defining strengths is its expert-driven structure. Instead of relying on a single perspective, it brings together pediatric, dietetic, allergy, and feeding specialist expertise, which gives the guidance credibility across several domains of infant nutrition and development. That matters because introducing solids is not only a nutritional milestone, but also a developmental, safety, and behavioral one. The book uses that broad base to present advice that is more integrated than many consumer-facing feeding guides. Parents are not simply told what foods to offer. They are given a framework for how to approach feeding decisions in a way that aligns with current practice. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want recommendations that feel grounded in clinical consensus rather than trend-based advice. Its evidence-based stance also helps it function as a bridge between professional guidance and everyday family implementation, which is a key reason it stands out in the crowded baby feeding category. Secondly, self-feeding and responsive feeding as the core feeding philosophy. The book strongly supports teaching babies to self-feed from the beginning, which reflects a responsive feeding philosophy rather than a parent-controlled spoon-feeding model. This approach is important because it positions the baby as an active participant in eating, not just a passive recipient of food. By encouraging infants to handle age-appropriate textures and feed themselves safely, the book aims to support motor development, appetite regulation, and trust in internal hunger and fullness cues. The practical implication is that feeding becomes less about measuring exact intake and more about creating repeated learning opportunities around food. That perspective can reduce pressure for both parent and child, especially during the early months when mess, slow eating, and uneven consumption are normal. The book's focus on responsive feeding also reflects an effort to build healthier long-term habits, since early feeding patterns can influence how children relate to food later. In that sense, self-feeding is presented not as a trend, but as a developmental strategy with lasting value. Family meals and the 101 before one approach to infant nutrition. A distinctive theme in the book is the 101 before one approach, which encourages families to cook and share meals in a way that allows babies to eat modified versions of the same food. This idea is more than a convenience strategy. It is a practical method for normalizing variety, reducing the burden of preparing separate baby meals, and helping infants learn by observation and repetition. The book treats family meals as a feeding environment that supports both nutrition and social learning. By seeing adults and siblings eat the same general foods, babies are exposed to flavors, routines, and textures in a low-pressure context. That can make the transition to solids feel less isolated and more integrated into daily life. The approach also has an efficiency advantage for parents, since it avoids the need to invent an entirely separate menu. In books on infant feeding, this family-centered angle is relatively distinctive because it connects the logistics of home cooking with the developmental goal of building lasting food acceptance. Fourthly, early allergen introduction and food safety in the first year. The book gives substantial attention to two concerns that commonly make parents anxious: food allergies and choking risk. Its guidance reflects current pediatric thinking that allergen introduction should not be unnecessarily delayed, and that early, repeated exposure can be part of a safe feeding plan when done appropriately. This is a notable feature because it addresses a major reason many caregivers hesitate to expand an infant's diet. At the same time, the book does not treat safety as secondary. It also discusses choking hazards and how to offer foods in forms that are appropriate for a baby's developmental stage. These two topics are closely linked in practice because parents often confuse them, leading either to over-restriction or unsafe preparation. The value of the book lies in clarifying that a diverse diet and safe feeding are compatible goals. By covering both allergen strategy and texture management, the book helps families move beyond fear-based feeding decisions and toward a more informed, balanced approach to introducing solids. Lastly, practical troubleshooting for nutrition, textures, and real-life feeding problems beyond its core philosophy. The book is designed as a practical troubleshooting guide for the everyday problems that arise when babies start solids. It addresses common parental questions about balanced meals, nutritional adequacy, and how to handle situations when feeding does not go as planned. That practical orientation matters because the early solid stage is often messy, inconsistent, and full of uncertainty. A guide that only explains ideals can be hard to use, but this book aims to help families translate principles into daily meals and routines. Its attention to preventing nutritional deficiencies shows that it is not focused only on food exposure or meal style. It also considers whether infants are getting the nutrients they need during a period of rapid growth. The book further helps parents know when pediatric consultation is appropriate, which adds an important boundary between home guidance and medical advice. This combination of instruction and problem solving makes the book especially relevant for caregivers who want a realistic, usable resource rather than a purely theoretical one. In conclusion, Baby Leads, The Way is best suited for parents, caregivers, and health professionals who want a grounded, practical guide to starting solids without relying on guesswork or feeding trends. It will be especially useful for families interested in baby-led feeding, responsive feeding, and early allergen introduction, as well as for those who want to integrate an infant into ordinary family meals instead of preparing separate food. The book offers clear value for readers who need help balancing nutrition, safety, and developmental readiness in the first year. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of expert authorship and family-centered practicality. Many baby feeding books lean either heavily clinical or heavily lifestyle-oriented, but this one tries to do both. It translates evidence into a workable home routine. Its focus on self-feeding, food diversity, and modified family meals gives it a more coherent philosophy than many general parenting resources. For readers seeking a structured, modern, and research-informed introduction to solids, it is a notably well-positioned option. If you would like to support Julie Locks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.